This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live at Grand Forks for the visit of Vice President Mike Pence. What do you think of Mike Pence? Think he'd be a good president someday? Have you seen things in him as vice president that you think would serve him well as president? I've always liked the guy. I've always liked the guy as long as I've been aware of him in Congress. Interviewed him many, many times over the years. I think he's a great pair with Donald Trump. Let's get him interested. Curious what you think. He'll be here today, as we know in Grand Forks, to do two things. One, salute the men and women of the United States Air Force. God bless him for doing that. That's great. You know, he could land at the airport, you know, the Mark Andrews Airport here in Grand Forks, and zoom into town for a reception that he's doing for Congressman Kevin Cramer that is a fundraising event, and then, you know, get back on the plane and go bye-bye. But he's landing at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. He is recognizing the men and women of the military, doing a little military salute there at the Air Force Base. We're going to talk some about the Air Force Base today. I don't know about you. I lived in Grand Forks for 18 years. And, you know, I had friends that that served and were there. But you just sort of take it for granted. You do. I mean, I think we do the same thing about Minot. And, I mean, all the things they're doing. With the you know, and protecting, and you know, they fly combat missions out of Grand Forks every day. Combat missions. Now, when there was big old iron of B-52s, you know, you'd see that going, but you know, you don't see the Global Hawks as much. But they're going. There's a lot of missions. So I want to talk with Jim Bradshaw today on the program. Jim is with Strata Corporation, and this is really an iconic North Dakota, Minnesota company. And talk specifically about the work they do at the Air Force Base, the importance of that, and how much he reveres the men and women of the Grand Forks Air Force Base who have served here over the years. So that'll be neat. Jim will be one of those that will be interacting with Vice President Pence a little later on today, which is always an honor. So we'll talk with him a little bit about his plans to visit with the vice president, too. So he'll be here. We have Congressman Kevin Cramer, only for a short time, unfortunately. Usually I have him for the full hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall, but making his way back from Washington, D.C. For this Pence event. By the way, he'll be flying back with the vice president on Air Force Two. But anyway, his flight was delayed out of D.C., I guess, with weather, and so he got stuck in Minneapolis and lands a little after 10, but he's going to call in when he does. Also, you know, Senator John Hovind will be here. Most of our day and our coverage today is about the vice president's visit, and certainly thank our sponsors for making that happen. Grand Forks Subaru, better people, better products, better prices, 2400 Gateway Drive. Find them online at GrandForksSubaru.com. Boy, they are just a well-regarded dealer here, obviously with a great product. But also take very good care of their customers, good deals, the whole thing. So come see them. Also, Labor Masters, making America great again, one employee at a time. Isn't that fabulous? Appreciate that very much as well. So thank you to them for making our broadcast possible. We're going to chat with someone that once worked for Vice President Pence as his as his press secretary, as a matter of fact. So we'll learn a little bit about him. And also, in place of Congressman Cramer, Senator Hovind will join us to talk about the aid package. He's going to be at the White House today to talk about that, update us on the trade war, also talk about the vice president's visit. So whole lot going on today on the program, okay? And I forgot the most important part, and it's Todd's tour of food. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, is on the stage as we speak at the North Dakota State Fair. And I'm looking forward to being there tomorrow and Friday as well. This has been great fun. Phil Parker from the K-Fire Morning Show earlier today said you were doing all of us a great service by helping us decide which fair food is the best by eating one of everything. Todd, is that fake news, or are you eating, you know,
I don't know that a person could do that if a person was here every single day of the North Dakota State Fair. That's a lot of food, because there is a lot of food here. And I still haven't found, I see the deep-fried Kool-Aid is on the list of fair foods. I haven't actually seen the stand. I do need to figure out what the heck that's all about. But
okay, yeah, because I have to see that. I have to really see that to understand. Like, take a bite out of it, and then, as I was explaining it to somebody yesterday, ice and Kool-Aid, obviously frozen, but then they take that out of the freezer, and then they dip in the batter the Kool-Aid, so you get the effect of the deep-fried Kool-Aid, really with the batter that's on top, right?
I guess that's what it is. I'm having a hard time picturing it, but then again, we didn't all grow up on deep-fried Twinkies and Oreos, and they have those, so why not have deep-fried Kool-Aid? I'm just, who thought of that, and what else is on the list that they've tried and failed at that we haven't gotten at the North Dakota State Fair yet? Or what's the next deep-fried thing to show up at the North Dakota State Fair?
Exactly. So Todd is he's on it, and when he finds it, we're gonna find out today on the program. So if you have any suggestions for him, those are always welcome at 800-228-0550. Sorry, our toll-free telephone number. Call us at 258-0550. You can also text us. And a lot of folks do that every day, and we appreciate that. My number, if you want to text me, is 367-2054. That's 701-367-2054. Todd's would be 701-226-8503. So you can text him that. And as I mentioned, we'll be there tomorrow as well. And you're on the stage, right? And the folks come up and find you. You got some. You still have some freebies to give away?
Dakota Town Stage, and of course with the Ranch Rodeo tonight, I got tickets for that. Cheap Trick is coming up tomorrow night, so I've got tickets for that as well. So I'll be hanging out here through until about 1 o'clock, and then I'm going to migrate over to the Game and Fish area where Stinky and Stinky's new friend will be unveiled today. You're familiar with Stinky?
Only because you're a staple at the State Fair at the Game and Fish place, so I do know that.
It's a radio-controlled skunk, and it is so priceless to see the kids' reactions. Apparently, Stinky has a new companion will be unveiling today. And, of course, today, the Milk a Cow contest. Scott, they're sad that you're not going to be here in time for that.
I was there. I think I milked a cow 2 years ago. That was the first time ever and quite an experience.
How'd you do?
I quickly understood the challenges that come from that particular industry. And I had been schooled up very well by Monsignor James Shea of the University of Mary. He tells all those stories about growing up on a dairy farm and how hard it was. And after actually getting on the business end of a cow, I'm with him. I totally understand 100%. So you have fun with that today. I've been there, done that, just so you know.
Okay. You're a better man than I am. I have not done that yet, but who knows? Maybe today's the day. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly right. So we'll check in a little bit. If you're at the fair, come to the Dakota Talent Stage right on the main, right across the midway, the main drag, and you'll find Todd there till 1 o'clock today. Handing out some goodies, and we're going to do some things tomorrow as well that we look forward to, and Friday on the stage during the show and after the show. So stop by and see us. It should be a lot of fun. We'll check in with you in a bit, Todd.
Sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. A couple of minutes away, we're going to chat with Jim Bradshaw from Stratocorp, talk a little bit about the Grand Forks Air Force Base and also his interaction with Vice President Pence. Today at this event, Vice President Pence will land in Grand Forks at the Grand Forks Air Force Base about 2:30. I've just been told that Ryan Zinke is with him. Ryan Zinke is the Secretary of Interior. He's a Montanan, so I suppose that makes sense. He was out there and he's just hitching a ride is what he's doing. He's hitchhiking, and it worked. So, Texter says, Pence doesn't have Trump in him. I asked a question today, what you thought of Mike Pence? Could you see Mike Pence as president? What do you see in traits of Mike Pence? Would he be, I hope, 2024, we want 8 years of Donald Trump because he just has too much work to do to fix this mess. But down the road, Mike Pence has been a good partner in a lot of this reform, a lot of what's happening. What do you think? And the texter says Pence doesn't have Trump in him. I don't disagree when you say that he doesn't have Trump in him. I will say this, for being a very different kind of person, You know, he just is, Mike Pence is kind of almost quiet, reserved, to a sense. But his philosophy, his way of thinking, what drives him are not a lot different than Donald Trump. And he's been a really good, you know, bookend, if you will, for Donald Trump to reinforce his message. He doesn't go rogue. He doesn't go out there and try and do his own thing. He knows who the boss is. He constantly talks about President Trump. On the other hand, he's out there as an advocate. Today's a good example. You know, he was in Montana for an event. He's coming to North Dakota. Why? He wants Kevin Cramer in the U.S. Senate. Why would he want that? Well, he's the president of the Senate, for one, and he's seen the gridlock and the inaction that's going on. So he's here to support him. He's putting his money where his mouth is. I think that's great. I don't think we want him as a Donald Trump. And honestly, if he were to be a candidate for president after 8 years of Donald Trump, I'm not sure America would mind, you know, a little different approach. Donald Trump is the right man for the right time. He is rolling up the sleeves, getting it done, wasting no time. Let him go to work, and you know, maybe somebody like Pence would be all right coming next. Or is there somebody else out there? You tell me. 800-228-0550. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Whopper. I just like saying that. Has Whopper. It's almost as good as saying deep fried Snickers bar. Yeah, and more on that in a minute. Has Whopper is a first responder awareness. And we talked with one of the pros from North Dakota Safety Council, private nonprofit, workforce safety and insurance. These folks help us with a safety training spotlight so we can get you the word. And the Safety Council is really the leader in workplace safety training. And through their new HAZWOPR program, you now get up-to-date training for first responders. So if you have employees who may witness a hazardous material incident and are responsible for reporting it, they need this training. And it's a 3 hours first responder awareness course, helps you meet OSHA regulations, providing sufficient training in the core areas outlined by OSHA. The training can apply to law enforcement, facility security personnel, any other employee who may witness and need to report an incident. August 2nd is the next course in Minot. August 7th in Fargo. Deadline to register Friday, July 27th. Okay? Register online at ndsc.org or click the training icon. And the other part of this, Todd, is the deep fried Snickers bar has been suggested for you. So go to work on the deep fried Snickers bar. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Go.
Never really planned on doing that in my life, but then again, who did? So I'm game. I'll try it.
All right, there you go. A texter says, I like Pence. He, too, would be an excellent president, I think. I like Pence. Very good. There is a new relief package out, and we're not able to play those clips, we decided, right, Todd? We have, actually, Congressman Kramer in an interview that he did speaking about this. I was
checking something on my end. I don't know.
I don't want to brag because nobody likes a bragger. But I remember a call to this program suggesting that, you know, with the price situation, the farmers really needed a little assistance. And obviously, this started heating up, in April, late March, early April, right? There was a call to this program to Congressman Kramer, as I recall, talking about, you know, is there any kind of program that would bridge the gap, okay? And I am looking at a New York Times article from April, I'm going to find the date here, but it's from April. And it is talking about this bailout and the fact that the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, had a program he could access for farmers. So this thing was invented by Congressman Kramer, and I think that's pretty amazing. He also talked to the Grand Forks Herald. I'm looking at April 8th of 2018. Herald editorial board, a story talking about always have their back, saying, hey, I'm going to be with them. I'm going to be with voters. I'm going to be with farmers. And specifically talked about this particular plan. April, folks. And now we're coming up on August. And, he talked about the fact that he's not a big fan of tariffs and never been a big fan. And because it generally costs consumers a lot of money. But this president has inherited the can at the end of the road. It's been kicked down to the end of the road. Many circumstances and related to that, and trade with China is certainly one of those. North Korea would be another, but not on the ag side. So he talked about asking Sonny Perdue in this article. I'll just read verbatim. I asked Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue specifically to make sure he explores and uses all tools available to him, particularly through the Commodity Credit Corporation, which has a lot of money in it and provides a lot of authority for the Secretary to do things, including cost sharing. Well, guess what got announced yesterday? $12 billion from the Commodity Credit Corporation, specifically for farmers. Now, farmers need to apply. It needs right fit. There's hoops, as there always is. But I'm curious what you think of this. I know it's just been rolled out. Senator John Hoeven, by the way, is going to the White House. I believe that's this morning, and getting the update on all of this. He's going to join us in the next hour, in place of Congressman Kramer, who will join us probably around the bottom of the hour when he checks in, because with the Vice President's visit today, a lot of moving parts, a lot of things going on. Speaking of which, we will have coverage of that for you, obviously, here on the show, talking about what's happening, but also when the Vice President arrives. Our coverage brought to you by Labor Masters, Making America Great Again, One Employee at a Time, and Grand Forks Subaru, better people, better products, better prices, 2400 Gateway Drive, online at grandforkssubaru.com. Here's LD in South Fargo. What's on your mind, LD?
Yeah, good day to you, Scott. Good Lord bless us all. I was working on LD Press Library up in Grand Forks County, and I happened to take my little wind-up crank radio outside because I had no generation of power, and as I turned it on and listened to the radio, I heard that Mr. Pence, Mike Pence, give his speech from Minot Air Force Base, and I was so moved by his speech that I went in the garage and got out a bugle, my regimental bugle, and started blowing that in favor of this guy. He is a giant with a vision for what to do.
Yeah, a vision, a giant. You're absolutely right. And that's one thing I'll say about Mike Pence. You know, his speeches don't get a lot of attention because you're the vice president. That just happens. But if you actually listen to his words, you listen to what he's saying, and I know exactly what you're talking about, the Minot Air Force Base. I'd like to go back and read a transcript right now because the hair was standing up on the back of my neck, and he was facing members of the United States Air Force at the Minot Air Force Base.
I know it. Yeah. What inspiration to those flyers. I was walking around blowing my bugle on the property out there every once in a while because I was just bubbling over with hearing this brother speak.
Well, you know what that proves? That if you were blowing your bugle because you were so inspired, you're a patriot. LD, that's what you are.
You better believe it, mister.
That's fabulous.
God bless us. And we that believe in the good Lord, that we that love each other as true brothers in the right way and love our families and our country, that doesn't exist but us.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic.
Exactly.
You're so right. God bless you, LD, and thanks for the comment today. We appreciate it. Mike Pence, would he be a good president? You tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Anybody else remember that Kevin Cramer in April is telling the New York Times and the Grand Forks Herald editorial board we need a relief package? And in July, we have one out of the USDA. And what do you think of it? What do you think of it? Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, who's going to be joining us tomorrow at the state fair, tells me he'll be getting a briefing this afternoon with the USDA regarding the relief package. Now, lest you get a little worried that he is leaving the Daryl's Racing Pig stand at the state fair, he's not, because the pigs don't race without him. I don't know how that works, but they don't. I mean, it's just like piggies, I guess. I don't know what you call that. But anyway, so it's a conference call. So he's not leaving the fair. Daryl's Racing Pigs by 12:30. I'm going to go over there and listen to him squeal, too. I can hardly wait. That's always a great fun, the state fair. Todd, how many times have you taken in the racing pig so far at the state fair now? Two, three, four? How many?
Oh, a ton. And you know what? He explained to us that he has two sets of pigs. So, I mean, he can actually be anywhere, and somebody else from the family can lead the racing pig race.
Oh, I see.
You'll never be without that.
That's true. That's true. But it isn't Daryl's Racing Pigs without Daryl. That's a busy part of their summer for sure. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back. Talk with Jim Bradshaw, who's hosting us today at StrataCorp. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Palmer amaranth is a type of pigweed that has been common in the southern United States for several years, but this devastating weed keeps creeping further and further north. It has now been identified in South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa. North Dakota farmers need to establish a zero tolerance for this weed. Palmer amaranth can grow 2 to 3 inches per day in optimum conditions and up to 6 to 8 feet tall. This weed has reduced yield up to 91% in corn and 79% in soybean. It's a prolific seed producer, can emerge throughout the growing season, and is very prone to herbicide resistance. Palmer amaranth also loves hot weather, can germinate from March through October, and looks like water hemp. It's hard to tell the difference between Palmer plants and water hemp. The best way is to look for a single hair growing out of the end of the Palmer leaf, which water hemp almost never has. If you think you have found Palmer amaranth, contact your local NDSU extension agent.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Americans still getting up and checking their Mega Millions tickets this morning, but we've learned a winning Mega Millions ticket for last night's huge jackpot was sold in Northern California. California lottery officials saying it was sold at Ernie's Liquors in San Jose, where the owner says he's excited that his store will be getting a sizable bonus for selling that ticket.
It means a lot right now because we were the lucky store that we sold the ticket.
The jackpot was up to $522 million, the fifth largest Mega Millions jackpot ever. If the winner takes a lump sum payment, they'll walk away with over $300 million. ICE is bragging that the shooter who killed two people and wounded 13 others on a Toronto street on Sunday was one of its soldiers. The man was eventually killed in a shootout with police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Adopted hometown of Grand Forks, which always makes me smile today, and even better when the Vice President of the United States is making his way here. So look forward to that. I remember the first time I saw a president on base at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. It was with a little bigger plane, Air Force One, rather than Air Force Two, and it was Bill Clinton, and he was here for not a fun reason at all, for a very challenging time in the Grand Forks' history, and that was the flood of 1997. So, but any time a president visits is wonderful. It really is. I think it transcends politics. You know, I really do. I just think it's about the United States and about our leaders and about an opportunity to listen to them. It's one of the reasons I was a little disappointed today to see a full page ad in the Grand Forks Herald that rather than say, hey, welcome, Mike Pence, the North Dakota Democratic Party decided to take a shot at Congressman Kramer and blame him for a trade war that the Democratic Party has had a lot of hands in, right? And now wreaking havoc on our farmers, ranchers, and businesses. Interesting. Or ending your push to cut Social Security and Medicare to help pay for the $1.9 trillion debt you helped create. I don't think that was a debt that came from Republican spending policies. I think it came from, but anyway, I mean, just today is about a visit to the Vice President. I think that's pretty neat. I want to thank our fine sponsors who make our broadcast possible, and that includes our friends in Watford City. I tell you, it's a great community. If you haven't been out to Watford City in time, just you want to clear your head one day, just head for Watford City. Best view in North Dakota, North branch of the, of course, the park is an incredible view, one of the best in North Dakota. I would argue the best. Ribfest is coming up. We'll be there early in August, so look forward to that as well, and we'll see you then. Remember, use Best of the West as your promo code when you're booking a hotel. You get 10% off the already low rate in beautiful Watford City. Well, my friend Jim Bradshaw is here, and we're going to talk about a couple of things. One, the Grand Forks Air Force Base and the visit of the Vice President today. His role with the Air Force Base has been pretty incredible. He's an ambassador to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. He actually has the number 6 as an ambassador, because that's a distinction. Not everybody gets, in 63 years, there's been 9 of them. And he is one of 6. He's also an honorary Chief Master Sergeant, the only one in 63 years to have that title. A member of the Air Combat Command Advisory Board representing Grand Forks Air Force Base. That goes to the 4-star commander as well. So that's of the ACC, which is pretty incredible. So I don't know that there is a greater champion alive today fighting for this Grand Forks Air Force Base than our friend Jim Bradshaw. How are you, sir? It's good to see you. It's been too long, but it's always good to be back, right? It's
good to have you.
Yeah. I'm here, you know, in and out for various things. My mother-in-law still lives here. I love Grand Forks. I'm here a fair amount, but haven't seen you for a while, so it's good to see you, Jim.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming here and visiting our city during this great event.
What does the Grand Forks Air Force Base mean to you?
Well, it means freedom. We probably take that for granted every day when we go up and down the street. We get up and have our breakfast and go to work. But it means freedom. And freedom is not free. And as a consequence of that, Grand Forks Air Force Base has a group of people that are very special. They're probably the most selfless people in the world. Our military is, and I would include not only the Air Force, but all the other branches as well. So we have a group of people out at the Air Force Base, active duty and spouses. They're all a team. And we've been blessed to have them in this community for about 61 years of the 63 because of the construction. And people often say, well, it's a tremendous economic boost. Well, it is in many regards. But there's also another side of it, and that's the human side of it. And I would assume that anybody listening to my voice that's ever had any contact with anybody on the Air Force Base can say that it's the human side that has really touched this community. They're a special group of people dedicated to the defense of freedom. I can't think of a better cause than that. And all of us have been touched through the many years by the many friendships. I know most of my wives and my friends are military or ex-military. They've stayed in touch through all these years, and it's so it means a lot to this community in the shape of the human relationships. Grand Forks has always been a friend to the base, and the base a friend to the city. But in 1997, that really changed. That is when Grand Forks Air Force Base became family to the city. The air base opened up their hearts and their doors and housed over 4,000 people, because when the city was evacuated in 1997 flood, people had nowhere to go. And that's just one instance of what the base has meant to this community. It's here every day. Sometimes people take it for granted. They shouldn't. But I would encourage the public, when you see an airman or their spouse, thank them for what they do. Tell them you appreciate your freedom, and it's because of them that we all have our freedom.
It is, and very well said. I mean, it's just, it's something I do think we take for granted. I think I take it for granted. You know, you just, I've been lucky enough to know some folks as well and be out there and know it's there, and, you know, but it's still something we ought to really just look at our blessings, and this is one of them, you know, to know that these folks are willing to do anything anywhere. What do they do now? What is the main mission?
Well, of course, the base started out originally as an air defense group with fighters, and then it went from fighters to the bombers, the B-52s, and the bombers moved out, and And then the tankers came in. They were here for 25 years. They left in December of 2010. There was a question of what the base was going to do, what its mission was going to be, and now today it currently serves. It is a drone base. The newest technology, the Predator and the Global Hawk. It is a what the Air Force would call an ISR base, an intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance base. It was officially changed over in approximately July of 2017 and is in the process of becoming redesignated by number, perhaps later on this year, to be a reconnaissance wing. It's approximately one of seven main ones. There are also, of course, Air Force Reserve and Air National Guard, totaling about 70-some units in 21 states. So it's a large command. The Air Combat Command, I think, is about 90,000 people. This base will become part of a numbered Air Force, the 25th Air Force, which is responsible totally for intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. And the problem in promoting the base at this point has been where people for the last 60 years have seen iron, that is to say aircraft, sitting on the tarmac. They are no longer there.
And the Global Hawk and the Predator are like whisper quiet, aren't they?
They are whisper quiet. They are kept inside, and the mission is secret.
Yeah.
And so when people say, well, there's nothing going on out there, no, nothing that they can see probably visually, but there are missions being flown every day by airmen from the 319th Air Base Wing, as they would call it now, later to be designated as an ISR base, reconnaissance wing. So they are active. They are defending our combatant commanders wherever they request that mission. And it's silent, but we're immensely proud of what they do.
And paint a visual. What's out there? It takes a fair amount of infrastructure to do what they do.
Yes, it does. There are a lot of communication. There's a tremendous amount of communication in it. That's about all I can say on that.
Right, you can't tell us anything we can't know.
There's just a lot of communication.
But also, there's still a ton of tarmac out there, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The base is in excellent condition. And, of course, Grand Forks is always looking for future missions, including winged aircraft. I don't know if that'll ever happen. But right now, we're concentrating as the base commander and his folks are putting this whole reorganization within Air Combat Command. There's so many things technologically that are happening and so quickly. The technology is almost beyond the human brain. In fact, it is. And so there are all kinds of other things being developed to further our position, strength in the world.
You know, I've had the pleasure of chatting with an ambassador here or there over the years to the Air Force Base, such as yourself, and you are truly what the word embodies, just great ambassadors, because it's very obvious that through the friendships and partnerships with these folks, there's an acquisition of a wealth of knowledge that allows you to tell folks like me and others listening just how important this is, you know. And I think that's a great, I mean, maybe that's why they have ambassadors, you know, I would imagine. But you do it and you do it well. But to be one of nine in 63 years is quite an accomplishment. So I do want to say to you and your fellow ambassadors and to all those people that have tirelessly tried to make sure we don't take that place for granted. Thank you, Jim. It's
thank
important.
Thank you, Scott, for allowing me to brag about my wonderful friends.
Yeah, exactly. No harm in that, that's for sure. We'll take a short little break. We're going to come back with Jim and just talk a little bit about Strata. Of course, Strata does a lot of things in a lot of places, and we'll get a little update on all the good work they're doing. Great place to work, too. My gosh, I talked to one fellow today. How long have you been here? 18 years. Loved every minute of it. You know, I mean, people love working here as well, and they do some good work, some important work. So we'll talk about that when we come back. We're live at Strata today on our countdown to the visit of Vice President Mike Pence. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
This life full of moments. Big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Burley, McHenry, Morton, Foster, Sheridan, and Cass counties, and farm equipment and retirement auctions in Steele, Bowman, Cheyenne, and Carson, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Vice President Mike Pence visits Grand Forks Air Force Base today. Lands around 2 o'clock today. He'll be flying in, and he'll be making his way into Grand Forks for a private event for the Congressman Kevin Cramer campaign for United States Senate, which obviously the White House is boldly supporting. And then we'll head back to the Grand Forks Air Force Base and speak to the men and women of the United States Air Force at Grand Forks Air Force Base. That'll be great. We're covering it all for you on the program and thank our sponsors, including Grand Forks Subaru. Better people, better products, better prices. 2400 Gateway Drive or online at GrandForksSubaru.com. Or Labor Masters, making America great again, one employee at a time. Continuing our conversation with Jim Bradshaw at Strata. And tell me about the name Strata. I still say Bradshaw Gravel because I remember the namesake. But where did the name Strata come from?
Yes, sir. Well, my grandfather started that name in 1910, and we used it until about the mid 80s, and then because we were involved in some acquisitions, we decided that we had to change our name. That there were too many different names to use, and so we had a fledgling marketing company out of Grand Forks help us. And one day they came to us and said, how about Strata? And, you know, I kind of was kind of like a deer in the headlights. Well, he said, here, you work the earth. It's stratified. And we were vertically integrated. And it made sense.
How about that?
So that's why we chose it.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
And what is Strata? Tell folks what you do.
Well, we have five divisions, and one is the mining aggregate, sand and gravel mining. The other is ready-mix concrete. Another is the highway heavy construction. And then we have our transportation, both rail and truck. We have a rail system and trucking. And then we have an electrical group, a division that does a lot of work on airfields and that type of stuff, controller type work.
The Strata name and logo and brand is dots the landscape in a number of places in Minnesota and North Dakota. You see two of the offices. When you go back, you talked earlier about your grandfather. This growth, just talk about where this company started and where it's at today.
Well, my grandfather started in 1910 on the Lake Agassiz beaches west of Grand Forks, about 23 miles, a little town called Arvilla. That's where I grew up. It was a town of 50 people. And I still call that home, actually. but at any rate, he and two of his sons run it for a number of years until 1943 when they, in this process, my father, who worked on the railroad for 23 years, was always called home in the summer to solve problems, apparently. And he finally told my grandfather, unless you would sell it to my wife and I, I'm going to stay on the railroad, because he had turned down, I guess, a couple of promotions. And so that was in 1943. They only had two or three, four people. And so they signed the bill of sale, which is kind of a whole story of its own and kind of comical, but that's what happened.
And how many employees now?
Well, we'll have between probably 900 and 1,000 normally, depending on the workload.
And different, how many different locations?
I haven't counted them.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there are a number of them, yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, that's a great story. And also, it's a great barometer on you know, how we're doing, how things are happening. If your phone's ringing, if projects are going, that's a great sign of the economy. What's your sense of how we are doing right now?
Well, I think North Dakota has gone through some trying times here, obviously. I think everybody knows that. When the oil prices declined, we kind of had a perfect storm here with the farm commodities as well being down. And lest we forget, so to say, we are an ag economy. And when our agricultural brethren don't do well, we don't do well. We're seeing some of that starting on the uptrend again, which is encouraging. But we're cautiously optimistic. This is a great state. And we serve as a company of great people here in the North Dakotans and western Minnesota. And we just couldn't be in a better place in the world as far as I'm concerned. But those are some of the challenges that we see. We do not have a growth of 15-20%. Normally it's more steady, and that's really probably better than the scenario it was out west with the oil frenzy that happened for a while.
Well, thanks for sharing some of the story of the base today and also of Strata and hosting us here for our special broadcast. We appreciate it very much, Jim. Certainly appreciate everything you do and all your support for the communities you serve in and also, obviously, that great Air Force base. So
thanks, Scott, for what you do and your quest for freedom.
A quest for freedom is what we have, right? And keep going every single day. Jim, really appreciate you very much. God bless you and all the employees of Strata.
Thank you very much.
Keep cranking. And Jim will be with the vice president later today. I don't want to tell you what he's going to say because then the vice president might know what the question is. We want him off guard a little bit and having to, give him his best stuff today. All right, Senator Hoban, when we come back on What's On Your Mind, then Congressman Kramer.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.